Albert Einstein once said, "The solution to this problem lies in the heart of mankind." Ask any Americans where our uranium comes from. Most likely the answer will be, "I don't know." And that is the hard reality we find ourselves in today. The US imports most of its uranium it uses as fuel. The fact is that uranium is the fuel most widely used by nuclear power plants to generate electricity. But what is uranium? It is a common metal found in the rocks all over the world. There are economically recoverable uranium deposits in the Western United States, Australia, Canada, Central Asia, Africa, and South America. Owners and operators of U.S. civilian nuclear power reactors purchased a total of 40.5 million pounds in 2022. This total was about 13% lower than what it was in 2021, which was about 46.7 million pounds. The 2022 weighted average price of $39.08 per pound and was 15% higher than the 2021 weighted average price of $33.91 a pound, and the highest price since 2016. The largest sources of uranium delivered in 2022 was of foreign origin, with Canada the top source at 27% of total deliveries, followed closely by Kazakhstan with 25%, Uzbekistan for 11%, and Australia at 9%. Prior to 2022, the United States purchased uranium from the following countries: Kazakhstan 35%, Canada 15%, Australia 14%, Russia 14%, and Namibia 7%. And by the way, the world's three biggest producers are Kazakhstan, Canada, and Namibia. Given the recent geopolitical shifts in Africa, mainly with the recent revolution that took place in Niger, why Niger, you may ask? It is because Niger is the world's seventh biggest producer of uranium. This is according to the World Nuclear Association. Niger, which has Africa's highest grade uranium ore, produced 2,020 metric tons of uranium in 2022, about 5% of world mining output, according to the World Nuclear Agency. And with this geopolitical shift, France has been kicked out of Niger and must find other suppliers of uranium. As a matter of fact, Europe needs now to reconsider its options when it comes to having access to uranium suppliers. France has been getting uranium, by the way, at about 80 cents per kilogram. But current government in Niger, a significant player in the global uranium market, has recently made a bold move by increasing the prices of uranium from 80 cents per kilogram to 200 euros per kilogram. This price hike carries profound implications for Niger's economy, international relations, and the global uranium market. France and its allies in Europe must be in for a big shock as the new government roll out real liberation from minerals or little everything else in Niger. So the question now is, will the light go out in Europe now that France has been kicked out of Niger and will no longer mine for uranium? This leads me to talk about today's sponsor of this video, ATA Energy Corporation, stock ticker SASKF. ATA Energy is a Canadian uranium exploration company. It is in the Athabasca Basin, a region in the Canadian Shield of Northern Saskatchewan. One thing is known about the Athabasca region is that it has the highest grade uranium region in the world. There is a lot to be said about this company, and I am going to provide you with key information. First, uranium is in an incredible bull market. It started after the 2016 elections in the United States. The price of uranium at that time was $16.54 a pound. Since then, it quadrupled, and today it sits at $70 a pound. When the EU redesignated it to green energy, uranium prices went down slightly, but today they are coming back up. At the time of this recording, uranium soared to $70 per pound in September, the highest since the pre-Fukushima disaster, when the price was at $73 a pound in 2011. Today, the high price reflects a strong demand from utilities worldwide, coincided with 1. Low inventory, 2. Threat to supply. The question is why uranium is in a bull market or be in a bull market? The answer is simple. Uranium is always in a bull market when oil is high. Said differently, uranium moves in tandem with oil when it comes to prices. Historical data suggests that if you look at the five-year trends, you notice that from March lows, the uranium ETF gone up by 267% compared with NASDAQ in March lows up 107%. Basically, in the past 5 years, uranium ETFs have outperformed NASDAQ's ETFs. The price appreciation is very incredible. For those whom you wonder what uranium ETFs are, those are funds that are invested in companies related to the nuclear energy industry. Let's talk about ATA Energy Corporation, stock ticker SASKF. It's a one-time only company. What do I mean by that? You cannot create what ATA Energy has in today's environment. You cannot compete with what they have because it is a combination of building a company privately for over 2 decades during a very tough time for uranium. ATA Energy was assembled during the worst time, the Fukushima industry, especially when ATA Energy became out of favor across the board. What's unique about ATA Energy is that it has the largest land package in the Athabasca Basin, which has the highest grade uranium region in the world. Some highlights about the company. ATA Energy has 3.4 million acres of land across 4 exploration districts with potential to host all 3 deposit models in the basin. There is no other company in the Athabasca Basin that has nearly as much land as ATA Energy does. Think of it as a mega exploration company. And usually, you do not see these kind of companies in the market today, anywhere in the world. We need to understand also the management structure. I'll start with CEO Troy Borgioli. Troy has what it takes to build a multi-billion company out of ATA Energy, which has a market cap, by the way, of about 100 million Canadian dollar with 33 million Canadian dollars in the bank. 36% of ownership is within board management and insiders. 2 key individuals, Matthew Mason and Timothy Young. Together, they control 30%. They are the largest shareholders of this company. They are very rich prospectors who made their fortune by prospecting in the region for the past 20 years and being part of the discoveries that are now turning into multi-billion dollar companies. In fact, they own 10% of another company called NextGen, which has a market cap of $4 billion. And together, they control the possession of about $400 million in that company. Matt and Tim own a 30% stake in the ATA company. They have about 30 million Canadian dollars, or about 23 million US dollar possession. And herein, a brief comparison between ATA Energy and other companies. There are 3 aspects that I need you to know about. 1, land holdings. 3.4 million acres. No one can even come close to this. Number two, value per acre is the cheapest. And by the way, they haven't even started drilling yet. And number three, cash possession, massive cash on hand. The green locations you see on the map belong to Atha Energy, with every major operating mine, next to every high-grade discovery, next to every unknown best deposits in the Athabasca Basin. And this is what Matt and Tim were about to do. Stake and acquire for the past 20 years, then vent into Atha Energy when they took it public. It's an incredible setting. All the major world-class deposits or mines are right next to where Atha Energy has its land. As a matter of fact, both Matt and Tim were involved in the success of a company called NextGen. In the past 5 years, NextGen won up by 215%. It's a $4 billion company where both Matt and Tim own 10%, trading at an all-time high. Interestingly, they are going to do a lot of drilling into the fall, and Atha Energy has a 10% carried interest in some of those deposits. You can conclude how much potential is there just by exercising this 10% interest. Matt and Tim also have another 10% interest in another company called ISO Energy. Just in the past 2 months, it doubled in price. Same thing, Atha Energy has 10% carried interest in this company. The bottom line is this. What I see with this company, Atha Energy, is the greatest and the only way to have exposure to 3.4 million acres of land managed by Troy, the CEO, who was involved with two companies, NextGen and Cameco. And by the way, Troy, the CEO, increased NextGen's resource from 200 million to 338 million pounds. So the 138 million pound difference of resource is worth a lot of money when considering that 1 pound of uranium costs $70. So you take $70, you multiply it by 138 million pound. You get the idea. With the other company, Cameco, Troy went and appreciated a resource they have had for 25 years for 10 holes and was able to discover another 52 million pound in that discovery. So what can we say about Troy? Troy is very experienced, successful, credible, in addition to being a geologist. He knows what he's doing. The testament to this is that they raised $33 million at a $1 valuation, which were the trade right now from 8 different uranium-led institutions. So my conclusion is this. You have an opportunity here with Atha Energy to be part of the largest property holder in the Athabasca Basin. It is 10 times higher grade than any other place in the world. By far, the number one Western region, and it could be ranked number one in the world in general. Mind you, that the US is the largest energy consumer of nuclear energy, with a massive supply deficit when considering the US depending on importing uranium from Kazakhstan, Russia, and others. The Athabasca Basin is critical jurisdiction, and currently, Atha Energy is running the largest magnetic survey to decide where to start drilling this fall. So what are you waiting for? You can either invest in Atha Energy Corporation, stock ticker SASKF, today, or let this opportunity slip away as demand for uranium is only going to grow moving forward. Once again, the company is Atha Energy Corporation, stock ticker SASKF. Check it out. And remember, there is always risk in investments and there are no guarantees. Thank you.